VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. Your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is John Ramos.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Some intense programs we've had this recently, and you know, we just want to just encourage you today. We want to be able to talk to you about some positive things that are taking place in China, some other things that are taking place. I know that even Greta and Franklin Graham, they were in an elevator in Hanoi, and we're going to be able to have some footage of that to be able to show you. You know, what would you do if your elevator was about to fall? They could drop like six stories suddenly.
Wow.
You know, and but we just want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you to know that, you know, God is on his throne. And he loves you, and he's got a plan for your life, and that that when it looks like it's sometimes that, you know, God does his most awesome work when our back is against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what happens like that, you know.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you you've done everything you can do, and you just stand, God goes, finally, right?
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to do something, and we're really sensing. I remember, you know, Isaiah Kadari that came and some others that we've been talking to and we've been hearing ourselves, we're beginning to see, you know, God prepare for a great outpouring coming to America. I mean, a great one. I was just meditating this morning, John, on some of the things the Lord has shown me, some visions that he's given me, some dreams that he's given to me. But I've just seen these major healings taking place. I mean, legs that were just broken.
Wow.
And God just snapping these legs back in place. It was just a powerful vision that God had shown me. And just big, huge, powerful. We have a miracle working God.
Yes.
You know, and there's nothing too big for our God. And I know that when the VFN Dream Center was first established, you know, in on the Gulf Coast, when God said he wanted us to be on the Gulf Coast, that the first thing the Lord began to show us and speak to me about was, you know, how to position ourselves to be able to receive from God. You know, when you think about, you know, King Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, a chosen man of God, and he had developed a wrong relationship. And the thing about it, the person he had a relationship with was another king of the Jews. I mean, it was one of God's people, but he was in a place of disobedience and rebellion to God. And so, the king of the north met with the king of the south, and with that, you know, a prophet just shows up one day and tells, you know, King Jehoshaphat, he says, listen, you know, you have gotten in a bad covenant with somebody. You made a bad deal with another country. You made a bad deal. It was a wrong. You went to the United Nations. You made an agreement you shouldn't have made. You know, you went to some G12 summit and something happened. I mean, God was upset about this relationship that Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat had established, which first of all means it does matter who you marry. It does matter who you get into contractual agreements with. It does matter. We just don't just, well, it's just kind of, you know, it was just politically good at the time. And it's like, if it's displeasing to God, you don't partner with the devil.
No. I think there's a scripture, bad company, right?
Corrupts good character. What makes you think about, you know, I believe it was a frog and a frog and a snake?
Yeah.
You know, it was a monkey and a snake. It was a monkey and a snake. And they were at the top of this mountain. And the snake looks over at this monkey. It's a frog and a snake. They're telling me it's a frog and a snake. Thank you. It's a frog and a snake. And so the monkey and the snake, the snake looks at the monkey and he says, you know, I don't have no arms. You know, if you can help me get down from this mountain, you see, because frogs don't have enough arms to carry a snake. That's why it's a monkey.
Uh-huh.
So anyway. And so, of course, the monkey goes, okay, I'll help you do that. And I commit. He says, I won't bite you if you do this. And so the monkey gets the snake, carries him all the way down the mountain. At the very time they get to the very bottom of the mountain, the snake just jumps out and bites the monkey. The monkey's shocked and is going, you know, why'd you do
that?
You told me you wouldn't do it. And he's like, you knew I was a snake when you made a deal with me. Right?
That's right.
When you make a deal with the devil, it's not going to, even though he promises you wealth and power and fame, he told Jesus this. He said, if you bow down to me, I'll give you the nations. I'll give you all this stuff. There's always some sort of, you know, gain that he's going to try to offer, but it doesn't end well. You know, it doesn't end well at all. And so Jehoshaphat, you know, he thought, hey, I'm sure he's thinking this is a fellow, you know, Jew, and that he's mm-hmm. a king too, and he's established by God. And but this king's name was Ahab. Mm. This king's name was Ahab. And so he said, let's, you know, then he went out and fought some wars together and did some different things. And so all of a sudden a prophet comes up and he tells the king, who was doing what's right before God's eyes, except for this one thing. He says, the Lord is very upset with you because you got in a relationship with another king that you shouldn't. And let me tell you right now, America's in bed with kings that we never even thought we would be in bed with.
That's right.
We're having relationships with kings that hate us, who people who hate us, who hate Israel, and we're building relationships with. What do you think God thinks about that?
Yeah.
And so then he goes, oh, by the way, there's an enemy coming, and they'll be here in about 24 hours, and they're going to kill you. They're like a few moments away. I mean, what do you do with that? So many times we just go, well, I guess I'm just dead. I guess, you know, I've messed up. Mm. You know, that's not the God that we serve. The God that we serve, this is what he began to do. He began to seek the Lord, and he began to cry out for God. And he's like, God, what do we do? And the Lord told him a very specific, he positioned himself to receive from God. And let me tell you something. If you haven't begun to abide right now, you need to begin to abide with the Lord. It's so simple to do, but it's powerful. It's spending time with God. And if you don't have a plan to do that, we have a simple plan for you. It's a free plan. Just go to iabide.org. It's iabide.org and get your plan. Know this, that he positioned himself to be able to receive from God. And when he did, God spoke to him. And this is what God told him. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to confront this enemy. I want you to go out and face this enemy tomorrow. I mean, think about that. Okay, you're going to be destroyed. God's disappointed in you. You made a bad relationship. You shouldn't have been in agreement with this particular country that was coming against God's plans. Mm-hmm. But he repented. He said, God, you know, you'd forgive us. He said, but I want you to go out and face him. This is so important when you think about King David. King David went out and faced Goliath. We are not, God's not going to be move on our behalf if we're just cowards. And based on what I've read, you know, and this is a shocker if you haven't read this or not, but you can read this, read Revelation, the last chapter, couple chapters. He says, cowards will not even enter into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
How many messages that are being taught today that basically it's cool to be a coward?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you literally, and so he had to go out to hear God. This is what we got to do. We got to stand up today, abide with God, position ourselves to receive from him. Then God's going to give us a plan, but it's always going to end up this way. You're going to have to stand up for me. Mm. You're going to have to stand up for what I say. You're going to have to stand up. You're not going to be able to be in some cave somewhere and think that all of a sudden, you know, God's going to deliver you and say, come out of the cave. Now everything's fine, because God holds the king's hands in his heart in his hand. I mean, he's aware of what's going on. You know, God's allowing these storms to be fashioned. Yeah. And so you're going to have to go out and face your enemy. And so he said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out tomorrow. We're going to march out, and we're going to face our enemy. And we're going to begin to worship God and thank him for the victory, because the Lord says the battle is his and the victory is ours. Mm-hmm. This is the God that we serve. Right now, I mean, you're probably thinking, how am I going to get through this situation? Maybe it's a relational thing. Maybe it's a business thing. I mean, you've struggled in your business, and you're thinking they're giving you notices, and things are about to be shut off, and you're thinking, how am I going to get through this business situation? Maybe it is in regards to, you know, you're looking at your state and your nation and what's going on right now. But let me tell you something. If you'll position yourself to receive from God, God will show you, listen, I'll deliver you from this, but all you got to do is give me the credit for it. You got to let everybody know that this is me. And if you'll do that, if you'll go out and face this thing in faith in me, I'll move that mountain. You can speak to that mountain, I'll move it. And so he says, we're going to go out just going, because God said that the battle is his, the victory is ours. And right now, even over America, and this is what I just speak prophetically over the nation and say, listen, we got to rise up and realize that if we'll humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, position ourselves to receive from him, he'll give us a spiritual battle plan. That when we march out against the enemy, we stand up against the enemy, this is what happened. This is what will happen with America. That when he began to march out, and they were singing praises to God, going, you know, we've already won. Mm-hmm. You know, God said he's given them, the battle's his. We're not going to fight this battle. And when he comes over the hill, get this, when he comes over the hill, and imagine, I mean, the enemy's coming to destroy you. And you know, all those people just love to tell you, oh, by the way, if you didn't hear it yet, I saw it. So-and-so just told me they're going to come and kill you tomorrow. I mean, they always think you're doing you a favor. Oh, by the way, your life's over as you know it. Yeah. You know, all those wonderful.
I can't help you or anything, but, you know, it's over.
And there's so many forms of communication today. They're like, you know, hey, I couldn't get through you on the email, couldn't get you on the phone, couldn't text you and everything like that. But so I just drove over. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's all kinds of ways for the adversary.
And you're leaving?
Right. And so here he is marching out, and he has to be willing, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to die for the cause of what God has said. But he just said he believed God. God said, I'm going to deal with the battle. I'm going to deal with this issue. But you got to start thanking me for the victory now. That's what he said. Mm. And so they're playing music, just going, the music and the confession contradicts the reality in the natural sense. But God delivered them already in the spiritual sense. And all of a sudden, when they start marching over the crest, over the mountain, and they start looking on the other side, what they saw was their enemy was laid waste. Mm. The enemy that was going to destroy them, God destroyed the enemy. That is so important to understand, because why is this storm being fashioned? What's going on? Because we need to be like Jehoshaphat. We need to say, we made some bad agreements. We made some bad covenants. We entered in agreement with countries that hate you, God, that hate Israel, that hate your church, and we are sorry for that. We repent for that. And we need to ask his forgiveness, and then we need to humble ourselves and wait for the strategy and what he tells us to do. And then in unity, we need to march out in victory and watch God destroy the ones that are trying to destroy his people. This is an awesome God that we serve. Great days are ahead. The best days the church has ever seen is ahead. More when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Here's activist and lead singer of U2, Bono, describing why social justice is such a driving passion in his life.
Jesus begins his ministry by what? By quoting Isaiah, he walks into the temple and he said, that the blind may see, set the captives free, the poor, all of the sort of justice agenda. That's how Christ began. So if we aren't following that, that's what was at the heart of, apart from personal redemption, which is the key, the second most important drive of the entire New Testament is against injustice and where we see it in little or large ways.
So where do you see injustice, and what can you do to help those who are suffering? Bono will be featured on our broadcast tomorrow, and you can hear that on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. What is taking place in China, man? There's some interesting things. Was it 1.4 billion folks?
Like yes, a lot of people there.
It's one seventh of the population.
Yeah, it's a big, big, big country. It's actually the biggest part
of the church in the world.
Yeah, I believe the numbers are, and it's always changing. But
because it's so large.
Yeah, 130 million Christians. Most of them are underground, but... you know, Ruth Kramer is a Missions News Network correspondent with Charisma News, and she's reporting an awesome just kind of a segment on what's happening with the emerging church in China. And in this article, she writes how, you know, many people would think, because of China's history, that China is the worst country for persecution. Although there has been, you know, a lot of persecution in China, yes, they are listed in the top 50. They're not even in the top 10 of worst persecuted nations for the persecution of Christians.
In China?
In China, believe it or not.
They're bulldozing over houses and arresting pastors?
I know it. And according to this article, China partner who and China Aid who work extensively with the emerging church and emerging leaders in China, they're saying that there's a new sense of freedom coming to China and that things are just growing, that the church is just emerging, and they're working right now on the next generation of leaders. Yeah. And there's another interesting article that just came out. Breitbart News is reporting, and they did this study. And the study is fascinating because what's talked about in this study, the China Economic Review, they're exploring the impact of religious beliefs on the economic development. And what they found is that Christianity has the most significant effect on economic growth. And that's what's happening in China because of the Christians there. I mean, it's really amazing.
We see that. We definitely believe in the business mountain that God's called us
absolutely
to go into, to all seven spheres of the culture, to be able to impact it. And you think about what God says, John, about business and finance. Mm-hmm. It's over and over and over again. He talks about, you know, how you do business and how the scales are, and that, you know, he's the one that causes your business to reproduce and to grow.
Giving you the ability to gain wealth.
Yeah, and we're seeing that for those that sponsor and stand with even VFN TV.
Absolutely.
He had some, you know, one particular businessman that, you know, he said, I want my, you know, company to be a part of that.
Yes.
I want to stand up for God and Israel and country. And his business multiplied potentially, by six?
Yes.
By six. Six times. This is the God that we say. He just wants to be the God of your business.
Yeah.
And they're actually finding this out.
They did. This is academic research. This is right. Studies in the universities. And they've actually,
In China.
Right. They actually came to the United States to see why we're blessed.
They're embracing democracy over there.
Yeah.
They're actually beginning to embrace it. I mean, obviously nobody owns no land.
Mm-hmm.
Government owns it all. But just the concepts they're really beginning to see. We want to prosper. So they're, what's strange is how you know, we are like, a lot of our people are just saying we don't want capitalism. You know, we don't, and it's like, but you know, people in China and Asia are going like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and you know, it's important for us as believers that live in America to see ourselves not as global citizens, but to see ourselves as global Christians.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of politics that are happening across the nation, and a lot of things that are happening, but we have to remember that, you know what, although nations will be fighting against nations, you know, God loves the people in China.
Oh, yes.
God loves those that are Muslim. God loves people all over the world, and we need to have his heart and praying for them.
Right.
You know, and being in partnership with God, his kingdom would come.
Right. And so these statistics, Breitbart saying that
yes,
They've
done these studies, one of which is this Chinese economist who gained attention for arguing that China's economy would benefit from the spread of Christianity. He got this massive attention. He actually came to the United States and started doing research on why is America so blessed.
Right.
His conclusion was because of Christianity and all the churches that he was able to encounter and see in America.
Right, right.
And so they correlated that back with China. And so this we're going to make sure it's related for you here on The Torch. But it gives us a perspective to realize that when you make Jesus Lord, he's Lord of all.
Right.
And he'll begin to bless the work of your hands. He'll begin to bless your family. He'll begin to bless all these areas of your
life.
He's
into you.
Yes.
You know, God, the Lord is in, he's into you. He wants to be the Lord of, he wants you to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he is into what you're into. He's into your business. He's into your government. But he wants to be invited in. He wants you to see him in that. And he begins to just bring wisdom into it. He begins to bring and unfolds, you know, the wisdom of Solomon into the things.
So the economists are saying when Christianity spreads in China,
Say it one more time.
The economist in China is saying.
The economist or the communist?
The economist.
So the economist in the communist nation is saying.
Exactly.
Think about that. So the economist
in the communist nation
saying what now?
When Christianity spreads in China.
So the communist is saying they need to embrace Christianity.
Absolutely.
If they want to do good business.
That's right.
Kind of makes me want to be a sponsor for VFN TV.
Tell me about it.
I'm telling you. I'm so excited about this because understand that the eyes are going to begin to open up in the church to understand that God is going to... You think about it, there's about seven mountains in culture, you know, seven spheres of influence. You can call them mountains. You have the church or religion mountain. You had the family education. You have arts and entertainment. You have media. You have business. And I believe you have one other one.
Family.
A family. And he says to go make disciples of the nations. And so to make a disciple of a nation, then you have to actually begin to impact those parts of culture.
Sure.
And I when we get back, I don't know how much time we have before the break. We do have time. That, you know, VFN Kingdom Business. Yeah, VFN Kingdom Business is going to be just exploding.
Yes.
Across the Gulf Coast and also across the nation, I believe. Because God wants to, you know, kingdom business. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God will be preached to all, then the end will come. You know, salvation has been preached for many years. Mm-hmm. And when you enter into the kingdom, one of the benefits of that is salvation and forgiveness of sin. But there is a king who takes dominion over each of these areas of our life. And we begin to serve our king as sons, the sons of God being revealed. And understands, like, these are the greatest days. You're supposed to be the head, not the tail. You're supposed to be blessed in all that you do. You're supposed to be a lender and not a borrower. And so things are going to begin to shift. We're going to begin to gather, you know, business leaders. Maybe you are a business individual that has your own business, or you're in business, or you work for a business. And you're saying, you know, I want to know what God has to say about my business. I want to know wisdom.
A lot of people don't know that the Christians, that there could be they're anointed for business. You're anointed. Right. There's a grace for your place.
Right. I mean, the communist economist has got this now. So we got to get back to understanding this. And truly what has happened, we focus so much on the religion mountain, mm-hmm. the church mountain, that we pretty much begin to sing those songs, you know that you remember those songs for years, is take the whole world and give me Jesus. And it's like, take the other six mountains and give me Jesus. And it's like, that kind of happened.
They
and now
did.
They're trying to go into the church mountain, and they're trying to tell the church what to do.
Right.
And they're shocked, but we lost six mountains. And we got to begin to take those mountains back. And there's believers in every one of them. But focusing on, John, what happened is that the church mountain mm-hmm. began to cause people to feel like they're not significant.
Correct.
They're not doing anything for God by being a CEO of a company.
Right.
Or being a manager, or doing well with your business, or
working in your job.
Working in your job. Yeah. You're doing a good job. But I read Titus this morning. Titus says, listen, if you want to really, you know, help the gospel out, do good at work.
Colossians, you know, do your work unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord. And he says, this way, you're actually going to help people not have a bad understanding of the gospel and how we relate. And so when you begin to see, I'm supposed to be a disciple of Jesus right here in the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, I am supposed to be impacting people here. And if you employ, you know, you have several different branches of your business. If you have, you know, so many different employees, I mean, think about it. You know, you have one pastor, for example, that has, you know, a couple hundred people in their church. And that's so beautiful. It's great that they're ministering to them. But you may have a couple hundred people at your business that you're actually employing, and you're teaching them how to the vision that God's given you for that business.
Sure.
And money is coming into their lives, and they're providing for their families, and they tithe, and they produce wealth in regards to the church mountain. So the finances that came in through your mountain, the one that you're supposed to take dominion over.
The one that you need vision for, the one that you need creative concepts for, the one that you need help and skill and
you don't have to go park cars, you know, as a CEO in a three-piece suit to be disciplined for the Lord. Find somebody else to park the car, and you begin to function confidently. Maybe you're even apostolic. Mm-hmm. You have ability to produce, you know, manage multiple locations. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that, and I'm excited about it. If you want to be a part of that, of course, contact VFN TV, because you'll be seeing that coming soon. And also all of our VFN KB partners, which is just a level of giving higher than the other, because it's any gift whatsoever, become a partner. Great things available for you, like the green room and specials and teachings. They're there for a partnership of any amount. But for the kingdom business, you know, this is a serious. We're going to be talking about, you know, value-based vision management. Mm. I am so pumped about that, because without vision, people perish.
That's right.
And so many businesses fail because they were just trying to make it to the next day, and they never thought about getting a vision for a week, much less, you know, for a year or five-year plan. I mean, if it wasn't for people having to get loans, I don't think they would even project out 5 years. But you have to have a five-year projecting business plan to be able to get a loan. But I'm excited about these things. God has something to say. And imagine this, and I know we're going to break, but imagine this. Imagine if God spoke over your business in such a way prophetically that told you the things you needed to know, where you needed to advertise, what you needed to do, who you needed to hire, what you needed to do in regard to the talented people that are in in your company or who you needed to network with. This is the God that we serve, and this is the God that wants to do that, but this is what he wants. He wants to bless you to be a blessing. There's been so much now what's been taught in America that's wrong and it's evil. God's not wanting you to stack up your quarters in a corner.
Yeah.
He says to Abraham, I'll bless you so you'll be a blessing to all nations. This is what he said. And so God wants to bless your business so you can be a blessing. So if you can help enough people become successful, you'll become successful. Mm-hmm. And if you can get that wrapped around your heart and your vision for your business, I'm telling you, there's no limit to what God can do through your company. More we get back from break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We've been talking for some time, and it's not like entertainment, although, you know, we have moments that seem kind of entertaining a little bit. We try to kind of make it as light as we can while it's actually the light of the gospel, because, you know, he tells us to rejoice always and pray continually, for this is God's will for us, so we can, you know, not be dreading what's taking place. But you can listen to the prophetic words. We have them available for you. You can get caught up on God. You can get discipled. You can go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to The Torch. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can download the podcast. You can download the app. You can carry us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what God said specifically in this whole journey, because this is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts. I mean, our sponsors and our partners and all the prayers that have gone up has birthed what you're seeing, you know, a network now that's reaching around the world,
mm-hmm.
Television and radio. And it's because God said, I have some things I wanted to say. And this is happening all over the land. It's obviously not just us, but he's raising up voices that just let us know. He says, listen, he says, you know, he commands us to go be the light of the world. We don't have an option. It just seems kind of new because very few people are doing it, but we all should be doing this. And if you're thinking, I just don't know how I can do it. You can do it by becoming a partner. You can do it by joining our sponsors who stand up and hang on the shingle of their business. I stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. And by standing with us, that's exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There's so many different areas.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. You know, I was so excited just last night where we had the missionographers with Ian Skelly and all the missionaries that are going to go down to Nicaragua to be able to capture, you know, with all their talents and all their gifts, you know, what God's doing down there. It's just so cool to watch, listen to the Britonelles that were here that we're sharing. But you can see that was taking place. And we're just so proud of Ian Skelly and his ministry missionographer. And you can find out more details about that at VFNTV.com and go to links to be able to connect what's going on. Maybe you have a vision where you want to be able to be used in media. And what we see embedded reporters all over the world, all 50 states in America. I think it's 3,600 counties that are in America. And I want you to start getting a vision, if you would, and maybe somebody you know, because if you have an iPhone, if you have a mobile phone, maybe you can be a reporter to capture things that are taking place in your own community. And maybe you can connect with VFN TV, because we want to start having live feeds come in as what's happening in the world. Why couldn't you be the one doing that? And that's some of the things that they're doing at Missionographer, training up people to be able to do that. And we are training up ourselves here
at VFN TV. Maybe you're called to be a part of media. We know we have people that want to be interns and to help out with production and those type of things. We love that. We believe it's so important in ministry to be able to say, you know what, we want to take the media mountain. We want to have impact in the media mountain, and you can do that with VFN TV. I got a question for you. You know, what if your plane went down today? What if your plane went down today? I mean, think about it. You know, you're flying along, and your plane starts to go down. And it takes a while to go down. I got a question for you. Would you have any regrets? I mean, there's so many people that talk about, you know, they're dreamers. You know, dreamers, after a while, you just kind of like, it just becomes kind of, you know, if you tell me your dream one more time because you're not planning on doing it, they're just dreamers. They don't ever put any action to their faith. They're just talking about what they're going to do. It's like, it's been 10 years already. You know, when are you going to put action? I mean, if your plane went down today, would you have any regrets? You think about it. You think about it. You can eliminate those regrets today. Well, Franklin Graham, you got to watch this. Franklin Graham and Greta from Fox News were in an elevator in Hanoi. And all of a sudden, this tall, tall building, the elevator starts to fall. And it drops 6 stories. And watch what happens. What if you were in that elevator? Would you have been okay if you would have actually, if your life would have ended at that one moment? Would you have been with the Lord? And if you've been with the Lord, would you have had regrets because you lived your life not for what God has called you to do? I mean, think about that. Watch what Franklin Graham says when the elevator drops like this. You got to see it.
Okay, this is really bad.
Okay, don't ring any bell. They're up on the 34th
Good.
Floor. Okay.
You heard us.
Yeah, they're working on it. Thanks.
Well, this is interesting. Where are we, Franklin? That's the question I always start things with.
We're just a few floors, Greta, from our office here in Hanoi. And when we passed about the 24th floor, we all felt a kind of a violent shake. And then the elevator started going down. It felt like the brake on the cable was holding, but we're stuck. And we might be here a while.
I hope we're not here a long time. I hope this thing doesn't fall.
Well, if it goes down, I'm going up.
Man. So who have we called? Who did you call?
With the office, the building office down on the bottom floor, and they're up on the 34th floor working on this now.
They couldn't have gotten there that fast. Well, somebody was up there.
So they know there's a problem.
Yeah, they're working on it.
17 SOS.
So,
David,
well,
has this ever happened to you?
This is
sure?
A fun afternoon.
Only once.
Greta?
In London.
All right.
We've had a lot of experiences in different parts of the world. This is another one for the record. Well, yeah. Just for the book.
Let's hope we can get out of this one.
I've read somewhere else.
All right. Can we jump down?
Jump through there.
Yeah.
Quick,
quick.
Let's
go. Come on.
Let's get through
this quickly.
Let's go.
Do you mind if I use the stairs?
No.
The stairs.
Okay.
28
inches, only 4 floors.
Why don't we meet the group downstairs?
Well, we got 4 flights to walk.
All right, that's all.
When I see an opportunity, I take it.
Yes. How did that happen?
I don't know, but I
think about that. That could have been the last day for Greta. It could have been the last day for Franklin Graham. What did Franklin Graham say? He said, you know what? Well, if it goes down, I'm okay. If it stays up, I'm okay. What did you see, Greta? And I don't know where she is. She has a great heart, it appears to me, and a lot of different things, but I don't know her personally. But she was pressing and pressing that button, you know, for get me out of here. Get me out of here. And you see Franklin just calm in the back, just wondering. 28 floors, dangling 28 floors in the elevator shaft. We got to begin to have this kind of courage. We should live our life like at any moment the Lord's going to come back for us or we're going to go meet the Lord. But we should work like he's not going to come back for 100 years and say, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can for him. I want to encourage you to begin to live your life with no regrets. You know, what is that thing that you know that you've been wanting to do and all these excuses have come to you and, you know, other people try to distract you. But, you know, you only have one life to live. James calls it a vapor, just a vapor. And the people that accomplish things, they decide to take the same amount of time that you have, the very same amount of time that you have. I mean, you think about that. And what they do is they start saying, you know what? I'm going to do something with this 24 hours. I'm going to make something the 7 days. I'm going to use this 365 days. I'm going to take time and force it to be in compliance with what I believe the will of God is for my life. I mean, that's how it happens. I mean, the president has the same 24 hours that you have. We have the same amount of time. But what are we doing with that time? I mean, these men and women who run these large organizations, they have the same amount of time you have in a day, 24 hours. But how many people sit here and say, you know, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. And they can't even run their home in a certain way. I mean, it's time to get vision for 2015. It's time to say, you know what, I'm going to live my life without regrets. And I just want to encourage you. I mean, hopefully when you start seeing soon value-based vision management come up, we're going to be having that available for, you know, our viewers and our audience, probably right in the studios. We'll probably be hosting that. You'll be a part of that. To just get visioning and base your life based on your values, because you'll find out you could do all this good stuff, but it was against the values in your heart. You're miserable when you get there. And God says, listen, without vision, people will perish. But with vision, it just gives you restraint. It gives you purpose. It helps you answer questions. It's amazing what happens. But without it, you die. You want to get vision this year. So you know what? I'm going to have vision for myself, for my family. I'm going to have vision for the ministry God's called me to. I'm going to have vision for my business. I'm going to have vision for my nation. I'm going to be a part of making sure every day counts. And how many people say, you know, I was so busy that I didn't even know this year happened. You know, think about that. Or this week happened. And some other people say, I can't believe that. You missed this week. But you'll find out the person that said that actually had more feeling of success and of a feeling of a good feeling because they actually accomplished something that week versus the person who stared at the clock and stared at the calendar and wondered where time went. Listen, this is going to be a year of vision. I want to encourage you, get vision. We'll see you after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
So, you know, that, Donna, she, yeah, she, you can buy gummy bear type vitamins now. And I thought, well, what's the big deal? But truly now that I'm actually taking a multivitamin gummy bear and I'm not a gummy bear person.
Wow.
I thought I'd actually take my vitamins, you know, take it.
So then I saw this gummy bear format.
It looks like a little mountain thing or something. I don't know what it is. It could be in it. I didn't have my glasses on. And so then I saw this commercial. It's like they even have fiber, you know, it's for Pat. Fiber in gummy bears, right? And I thought, gummy bear fiber? I mean, this is like the baby boom thing
cutting
going
edge,
on, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, Donna, get some of that. Oh my goodness. I'm already doing vitamins. I'll even take fiber.
Oh, wow.
With something like that. And so when she got it, I was like, as a child protector top on top of gummy bears, you know, fiber, I thought, how ridiculous. You'd have a child protector top.
Those
on
regulations
top of,
again.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking. So it said, take two of them. It said, take two of them. And this was my first day of being able to take them. And it just happened to be on a Sunday. And I thought, dude, these are so small and they taste so good. I'm thinking I'm going to take four.
Oh, no.
I'll take four gummy bears. They're gummy bears. They're gummy How bears. So I, you know, opened the child protector top and I put the four gummy bears and I just chewed them up. Had a great time. Put the child protector top back on. And then I went and spoke. And it was amazing how gummy bears can make a grown man almost cry. So I do want to say it does miraculously work. You're only supposed to take two. And I do understand why they have a child protector top on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. That was
an amazing, amazing baby boomer moment.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I cannot believe reports are, CBN News is reporting right this moment that Islamic State terrorists are torturing and burying children alive in Iraq right now, according to reports of the United Nations. The UN says that ISIS is systematically killing, torturing, and raping children and families from the Zaydi. Remember the Zaydi and the Christian community and the UN committee and the right of the children to have received any care. They're beheading and crucifying the children alive.
Wow.
There's no other name for this other than evil. This is just outright evil. And the answer for evil is good.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. King says, you know, hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. And darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. But Jesus said, you are the light of the world. There's not going to be any light. There's not going to be any light at all if, in fact, we as believers don't begin to let the light of God shine in our lives.
That's right.
How can we sit silently by? You know, you think, well, why in the world would you even show that Jordanian pilot, you know, in dying the way he did? Because children are dying that way every day under this ISIS, this evil, evil plight coming across the land. And it's for us, the church. He says, listen, he said, you are the light of the world. He says, darkness will be over you. Gross darkness will be over your head. He says, let your light shine in darkness so that people will be able to see you and see what you're doing and give praise to God. He says, Jesus said, well, I'm in the world. He says what he said about himself. He says, I am the light of the world. But when he left, he made you as a Christian to be the light of the world.
That's right.
And so we have to stand. It's not about some political thing. Forget about all that. It's about us standing up and saying, listen, this is what God says about this. That's not God that would behead a child, that would crucify a child, that bury children alive. I mean, this is. And by the way, if you read about hell and what hell is like, the best way you can look at what hell's like is look at the hell that's all over radical Islam and how they're treating individuals, beheading, crucifying, raping, burning alive. Well, look what Jesus says about hell. Hell is a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a lake of fire. And it's a fire that doesn't go out. It continually just the torment and the torture of that. So when you see somebody who is treating people that way, that's hell. That is satanic.
Demonic.
It's demonic. And the only word for it is the evil of the evil thing. And the thing about this is the fact that it's being done in the name of a God. Well, that is not God whose son is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people that sat back and just quietly just said, you know, I'm not going to say nothing because it's like, you know, if you are a Muslim and you say that you don't believe in that, you need to grab a mic.
And according to Bridget Garrio, who says there's 1.5, 1.8 billion Muslims in the face of the world, only 15% are radicalized, which is about 330-some-odd million.
Which is the population of America.
Right. But the other 800 million that are not, why are they not raising their voices and saying, that is evil, that is wrong, I don't stand for that?
And what she, you know, what she also talked about, we had this available for you, hope it's a related link to this when they do post it up, but that the majority has always been irrelevant.
Mm.
People go, look how big that majority is, and it's like, no. What's relevant is the percentage that's doing something.
That's right.
The quiet, silent majority they're not relevant. They're totally irrelevant. But it takes just two pilots to fly two planes in the Twin Towers to change America forever.
Yeah.
Well, if you have 300 million based on Bridget
Gabrielle,
I mean, that's a population of America. That's a serious issue, a serious problem. And so we need to stand up, and every American, no matter what their faith is or whatever, we got to stand up and say, we're going to, you know, e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. And the church, we got to stand up and we got to understand this was founded on Judeo-Christian values, America was, and that God is the God. All of our rights come from God, not Muhammad's God, but the Christian God. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you can read the Word of God. You can see the Ten Commandments. It's without any kind of question whatsoever that that's who we come from. The question is, are we going to stay there, go back there, or are we going to leave there? And if we'll stand up and position ourselves like we talked about Jehoshaphat, I mean, this is evil. I mean, think about what's taking place right now. As we're speaking, according to CBN News, and the United Nations actually is saying this, according to CBN News, that they're burying children alive. Mm. And this is what Jesus says in Matthew 24, 25. He says, you know, when this was happening to me, you didn't even do anything. You know, when I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was in prison, when I needed water. And some people come to it and they're going to say this. They're going to say, when did we see you buried alive? When did we see you burned alive? When did we see you crucified? When did we see you beheaded? And I'm not saying that everybody this is happening to is a Christian or not, or the body of Christ or not, but there are. The Yazidis potentially or Christians over there as well being
they're
persecuted.
Human beings.
Human beings, exactly. And they're going to say, he's going to say, whatever you didn't do for the least of these of mine, you didn't do for me. It matters that we react. It matters that we stand up for them and say, listen, and this is the question you have to ask yourself. Where's Congress? Where's the Senate? Where's the president? Where is the chief of Navy operations? Where is our military? You know, what are we doing right now? Why these people are being murdered and burned alive and crucified and beheaded and put into... We've got to wake up. And church, let me tell you something. Supposedly, there is a large percentage of believers. I don't know what the number, 100,000. I don't know how many the percentage of believers, Christians, profess to be Christians in America. It's the majority. Yeah. It is the majority. And if we'll stand up and begin to say, you know, I'm going to stand up for God. I'm going to stand up for the country in that order, for God first. Understanding what does that mean, you know, begin to be his disciple and find out his ways and stand up. God will respond. But this is major. This is a world crisis. And the world, if you'll go back and listen, we have an entire series on organizers of darkness versus organizer of the day. And the world is being organized. Mm. We have community organizer mindsets. Community organizer mindset. Thank you. Mindsets that they're organizing the world. They've got the tactics down so well. They're using these tactics right now to be able to organize the world. Mm. I mean, it just looks like Alinsky 101. It looks like rules for radicals taking place right now across the world. And you look at what's going on. If you look at our current president, he was mentored by Saul Alinsky. The reports are, according to, I believe, the Chicago Tribune, you can look at the backside of the book, Rules for Radicals, but it talks about, you know, he was mentored in the ways of Saul Alinsky. This book, Rules for Radicals, is dedicated, by the way, to Lucifer, the first one who used these tactics and got his own kingdom. And the other one who, and there's many, but just the other one that you may be familiar with is also a daughter of Saul Alinsky, meaning that was mentored by Saul Alinsky, is Hillary Rodham Clinton, mm-hmm. the former Secretary of State, the wife of President Bill Clinton. She wrote her whole thesis, which I have on my desk, that she wrote it based on these organizing tactics. I have a letter that she wrote to Saul Alinsky when he was out of the country that she wanted to give. I mean, they are mentored. Whether, you know, these tactics, if they're used for evil and how they work, there's like 13 basic yeah. tactics that's talked about. You match that with the Clower-Piven model, and it's like, we're being organized. The whole world is being organized right now. But I got good news for you that our God's greater than this. Every time the enemy starts to conspire and every time the devil begins to do things and every time, you know, people that are held captive do as well, when God's people rise up and say, you know what, God, we've sinned. You know, there's no other thing to it. Lord, we've done wrong before your eyes that we would allow such things to take place and begin to stand. God can turn the tide on this thing. Mm. He can turn the tide on this thing. Some of the things that I've seen, I mean, some of the things the Lord has shown me personally are pretty tragic. You know, physical battles coming to America, you know, physical attack. He's shown me, one particular commercial airline that was so much loss of life in America that this entire commercial airline was dedicated to the removal of corpses you know, in America somewhere. Some of the things that, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, that he's hearing is the southwestern United States in Texas, in those areas. And you think that's the southern border, so you're looking at people pouring over. If it's true what Kamal Saleem is talking about, over 500,000, you know, potential radical jihadists coming over to over the borders, they're going to come over in the southwest and the south of Texas on over to California. And it's like, you know, what are we going to do with this? It's time for us to wake up and begin to understand things like the U.S. Constitution. It's time for us to wake up to understand, you know, the Word of God. What does God say in His Word for us to do? And He says that He will, if we'll turn to Him, if we'll turn to Him, and we have to acknowledge what we've done, but if we'll turn to Him and we'll own our own sin and we'll just say, God, we want You. We want You to be the Lord of our life. He'll begin to transition us. It may be a rough, bumpy road because, you know, we've been hard-hearted and stiff-necked for quite some time, and He's been sending signals out and sending warnings out and some things that, you know, Rick Joyner is even hearing now that we're going to go through some of the stuff, some of the stuff. And when there's Shemitah year, we're in the last part of the four blood moons, but it's going to end well. The question is, will you survive it? You know, will your business survive it? Will your family survive it? Will, you know, who will make it through this? Because these big shiftings, you know, sometimes you don't make it through. And the question is, if you don't, do you know where you would be? Mm-hmm. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You can go find out about them. But I just want to close out again, you know, like we do, just a moment of prayer. I want you to pray with us. And we're just going to pray in there. Dear Jesus, Lord, we love You.
Yes, Lord.
We acknowledge You. We ask You, Lord, to protect America and protect Israel, that You would awaken Your church in America, that You would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, Father God. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.